if you run a wagon backwards, you're going to back it too far, the wheel will come off because it's all the left-hand wheel has got left-hand threads.
Oh, I see.
So when the wagon tightens, it'll tighten them. Instead of unticking it off, it'll tighten it.
And so as long as you go ahead, why, it keeps it tight. What was this axle grease like?
Well, it was a different kind. They had some of the old yellow axle grease, and then there was black axle grease. It come in a can, and I remember way back on it was that cheap axle grease would come in a, was made out of a, just a wooden box, just a wooden, I don't know what you call it, but a ply board made out of, and it just bend it around and staple it. It made it out of, it wasn't in tin.
Mm-hmm. What was it like? Pretty heavy?
It was just, it wouldn't do for cup grease. It was something sort of like cup grease you use now for put on the car.
Mm-hmm.
But it was cheaper stuff than that.
Something.
Of course, it would work. This would work on a wagon. That's what they got now.
Mm-hmm. It was something made out of oil of some.
I reckon it was.
Mm-hmm. And well, that's I never knew this.
And the buggy axle was a small. It wasn't over an inch in diameter where the wheel went on, and it had a groove right on top of that spindle. Just a little groove there, and we used cast oil to grease a buggy with it. Every time it started out, take the smoker buggy wrench, and you could jerk that wheel off. Don't jerk it from off, you know. Just jerk it out and pull that oil in there, and I'd fill it up and put it back on. You wouldn't have to, and put the tap back on. You wouldn't have to
take it off.
You wouldn't have to put it in. You wouldn't have to jack it up or anything.
You say you fed the mules corn.
Well, when you have corn, but you run out, we'd have to buy feed, mule feed. Old Bick, I used to call it Old Bick.
Where'd you keep the corn? Where'd you store it?
Well, I had the crib for the corn, you know, crib under, had a corn crib.
Did you grow any small grain?
Well, that was about all oats. We'd have to buy oats, you know, when it run out of corn.
Did you have a place to keep the oats, or
have
a special place?
Well, when we wouldn't buy oats as long as we had corn, and when it run out of corn, we'd put it in there where we had, when it run out of corn, we'd put the oats in there where any other kind of feed in the corn crib where the corn was.
The land that you cleared, what did you call the low places where the water stayed pretty much all the year? So that's a bow? Is that?
Well, it would call them breaks, cypress breaks, and sloughs, and bows and things, different name for them.
Did you ever use a marsh or swamp?
Yes, yeah, swamps and marshes, that's right.
How are they different from a slough?
Well, you see a bow and a slough kind of a running water, you know, but these are just dips. The water would come in and drain off. But most of it, some water would stay in there so long you couldn't farm it hardly.
Mm-hmm. So a marsh would be a place where you couldn't farm?
Yes.
Did you have something called a bottom?
Bottom?
Yes.
Well, I reckon that bottom stuff might come from the hill down in the bottom, but I guess you might call that bottom land.
But most of this land might be what they call bottom land over in the hills. Is that?
I imagine that's where the bottom land is, down in between the hills. They call the hill people call all this delta bottom country.